Just notice your body. So I'm just going to come back to the tree of Heliopolis. So just pay attention to your bodies. Notice your body's contact with whatever you're sitting on. Notice your body in its afternoon, after lunch stage. It's probably a bit more sleepy than it was. Notice your breathing, moving your body. So just noticing the sense of touch, noticing your skin's contact with your clothes, your skin's contact with the air. Noticing the shape of your body, noticing the back of your body, back of your legs, inside of your ears. And just being aware of your manifestation in space. Touching and being touched. Being aware of your sense of hearing, hearing my voice, hearing other sounds both inwardly and outwardly, just letting hearing combining with touching. Bringing in the sense of seeing. Your eyes closed, there may just be a vague grayness or color, or there may be inner images, brightly colored. Just allowing your own experience of seeing, letting it link with hearing and touching. Breathing in, adding the sense of smell. Noticing your mouth and your tongue and adding the sense of taste. So the tasting and smelling, seeing, hearing and touching come together. Coming together with the subtler senses, the sense of balance, the sense of heat and cold, sense of pain or pain-freeness. Really coming into the embodied sense of self. I'm just entertaining for a moment the possibility of being the person or a person who holds the Book of Thoth, the scroll that shows everything about imagery and working with it, everything about the creative life of the universe. And somehow the scroll being part of you. So that you are the person who can help steer the boat of the sun, that create balance and new life in the world. So just entertaining that possibility. And then letting yourself drop inwards and downwards. down into the first time, into the Zeptepi, into the place of the beginning, into the place of the deep, dark waters. Letting drop all sense of self, all sense of intention. Being at the service of the deep. And then feeling yourselves rise upwards, taking form as the mound arises from the waters, as shape arises out of shapelessness. Feeling the mystery of the Book of Thoth somewhere woven into the shape that's arising. And as the shaping process continues, noticing the appearance of the Ishad tree, rooting itself in the mound and in the deep waters beneath the mounds, the trunk extending into space, the branches spreading out to embrace all the worlds. Being the presence in the heart of the tree, feeling at your heart the mystery of the Book of Thoth. Sensing deep in the tree, the nest of the Bennu bird, the phoenix, the creative life that creates and destroys, that dies and rises again. Being with the tree, being with the mystery of the life that appears and disappears. Feeling the spreading out of the tree, feeling the mound extending to become a world. Noticing the four rivers flowing from the roots of the tree to irrigate the world. Being the magician in the midst of the magic, being the possessor of the Book of Thoth. Being the living tree in the living world. And then just gradually letting the images fade. Coming back to your sense of yourself, your body, just sitting in this room. And gradually just letting your senses unfold into the room. Feeling your body sitting here, touching the ground. Your skin's contact with your clothes in the air. Hearing the sounds of the room. Smelling and tasting the room. And when you're ready, just opening your eyes and looking into the room.